think I'm thirsty.
What, already?
Yeah, it doesn't look too pleased either.
One of these days he's going to walk in here looking cheerful, then I'll drop dead.
Strike?
He never looks any different to me.
Well, I reckon
then
that...
Then pipe down, here he is.
Yeah.
Quiet, mud, quiet.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now then, clear your desks, everybody. I'm going to start this lesson straight away. Clear your desk. Put those books away. I want to get started. What's that book there, Stanton?
This, sir?
Yeah.
This is my Latin book, sir.
Well, put it away. Put it under your desk.
Yes, sir.
Have we finished with Latin?
Yes, Bottomley, we have.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yes, and I'll break your neck if you're not very careful. I've decided to abandon this Latin because I'm convinced that attempting to teach you that subject is a sheer waste of time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
It's nothing to be proud of. You ought to be downright ashamed of yourself. And judging by the ridiculous things that Greenbottle was saying last lesson, I think it's high time that I taught you some history.
History, sir?
How do you mean?
I mean that your knowledge of history is appalling. Or perhaps I should have said it's non-existent.
But we didn't agree with Green, eh?
No, all right. I didn't say you did. But you didn't correct him. You had no idea whether he was right or wrong.
Who, me, sir?
Yes, you. Greenbottle tells us that Christopher Confucius or Christopher Columbus returned from America with Queen Elizabeth's pipe tobacco.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. And then he borrowed Sir Walter Raleigh's cloak, threw it on the ground, and said, "Wainy, weedy, weaky."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said, sir.
Exactly. And then you asked me if it was right.
Didn't you know?
No, I had no idea. Columbus never said a word about this to me at all. I was completely... What? Yes, of course I knew, you idiot. I knew that it was wrong.
Well, why didn't you tell me, sir?
I did tell you.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yes.
Now we all know.
Exactly.
Can we go now?
Yes. No, go. You certainly cannot go. And if you know what's good for you, you won't make a move.
Right.
Nobody will leave here today until I'm satisfied that you've all done a good day's work.
Yes.
I know you boys have heard me say that before, but this time I mean it.
Yes, sir.
Now hold your tongues and pay attention, and if you'll only give me a chance, you'll find that this history is extremely interesting.
Yes, that's what I think.
Yeah. It's certainly better than a Latin anyhow.
Yes, all right. Well, let's do some.
Yes, sir.
I've decided that we shall study the House of York, which lasted from 1461 to 1485. Which is the comparatively short period of what? Stanford.
Yes, sir?
How long did the House of York last?
Last, sir?
Yes. How long was it?
I never seen it, sir.
Haven't you?
No, sir.
You didn't have to see it, you idiot. In fact, you couldn't see it.
You couldn't?
No.
Couldn't have been very long.
No, it was just one of the teeny weeny little house that... Wait a minute. Look, I'm not talking about the length in yards. I mean, what was its length in time? How long did it last?
Oh, in time.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Now then, Stanford, now that you've woken up, how long?
I've got no idea, sir.
Oh, well, try. Look, I told you once.
Huh?
I told you that it lasted from 1461 to 1485. Now, how long is that? Well, go on.
Yes, sir. 365 multiplied by 12,
12, 5, 42. Just a minute. What are you doing?
I was just bringing it to fate, sir.
To fate?
Today, sir.
Bringing it to days?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't bring it to days. Work it out in years. Well, what's the matter now? Look, why the worried look?
Well, I can work it better in days.
In days?
He means in a days.
Oh, I see, in a days.
I'm not in the days.
Not much, you're not.
Why, well, you pipe down, Bottomley?
Quiet. Look, for goodness sake, stop this quarrelling.
But Bottomley reckoned I was in a days.
Yes, and that's about the most intelligent remark he's ever made.
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, don't you say anything. I'll do all the saying that's necessary. All you have to do, Stafford, all you had to do was to take 1461 from 1485. And if you'd done it properly, you'd have got 24.
24 what, sir?
Apples. Day. 24 years.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Now that I've done it for you, it's perfectly simple.
So are you.
Yes, but Stafford couldn't even see that even unless I wrote it down for him on... What did you say then, Bobby? What was that remark?
I just said that's very true.
Oh, did you? Well, look, I've already told you not to say anything out of turn. If you do it again, you'll get the stick. Right. The House of York lasted for only 24 years. I don't suppose either of you know what kings reigned during that period.
No.
No, I don't suppose we do.
No, I didn't think so. Well, I won't waste any more time asking. I'll just tell you and see if you can't remember it.
Yes, sir.
Edward IV, Edward V, and Richard III. That's all.
Only three?
Yes, only three. Do you think you can remember that?
That's cats, mate.
It's what?
That's in the bag.
What bag?
Huh?
What bag? What's this about the cat? Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Do you think that you can remember those kings?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, recite them. Go on. Say them aloud. Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth, Richard the Third. Say them aloud.
Yes, sir.
And say them carefully so... Oh, green bottle.
Yeah.
Well, look, this is something that I'm determined you won't spoil.
No, I won't think of it. I...
Sit down in your place there, green bottle, and pay attention to what's going on.
Yes, well, I thought perhaps I'd first better say a few words explaining why I was late.
Yes. What?
In the first place, I'd like it clearly understood that it wasn't my fault.
Now, listen, it so happened that when I woke this morning... Green bottle, look, if you dare say another word about why you were late, I'll break every bone in your body.
Right?
You're a big enough nuisance arriving at this time and disturbing us as it is. That's bad enough. But I'm certainly not going to allow you to waste the rest of the lesson explaining it.
Oh.
It's okay with us if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, I've no doubt it is, Bottomy. But it's not with me. We're going to learn this House of York if it's the last thing I do.
House of York?
Yes, and I want you all to say it aloud. Richard the Fourth, Edward the Fifth... Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth, Richard the Third. That's the House of York.
Yes, sir.
Right, now say that aloud as a class.
Yes.
Right, one, two.
Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth, Richard the Third.
Right, again.
Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth, Richard the Third.
Green Bottle, what was that you said, Green Bottle? What did you say then?
I just said I.
Hey?
I just said I.
Hey?
Look, I must be losing my voice. I said I!
This can't go on much longer, can it?
There's no need to shout, you idiot. I know you said I, but I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the House of York.
Yeah.
Look, recite that again by yourself.
The House of York?
Yes, and you other boys keep quiet. I want to hear what Green Bottle... I want to hear Green Bottle say it.
Yes, sir.
The House of York.
Right.
Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth. Richard the Third and November the Fifth.
Yes, I thought so. I thought that's what you said.
Yes, that's right.
How is it? Well, it isn't.
What?
It isn't right. In fact, it's so wrong that it's just ridiculous.
Well, did you ever?
And you needn't think that I'm going to allow you to explain it and justify your remark, because I'm not.
How do you mean?
I mean that I've no doubt at all that you could prove conclusively that November the Fifth was once the king who ruled England.
Oh, he never did.
Didn't he?
No, and his real name wasn't November the 5th either.
It wasn't?
No, it was Guy Fawkes.
What was?
November the 5th.
What? Rubbish, Green Bottle, rubbish.
Rubbish?
Well, I always thought Guy Fawkes was November the 5th.
Yes, of course it is.
Nothing of the kind.
When do you keep it up? On April Fool's Day?
Yes, exactly. And anybody with any intelligence at all would realize...
No.
Look, are you boys trying to get me all muddled up?
Why, sir?
Because I like it.
Oh.
Because I don't like it.
Yes, well, would you like me to explain it to you again?
No, Green Bottle, I would not. As far as I can see, you shouldn't be talking to me at all.
I shouldn't?
No, you should be talking to a brain specialist so that he can see what's the matter with you.
Yeah. There's nothing the matter with me.
Nothing the matter with you?
No, I can understand it all right. Well, maybe I should have said Guy Fawkes instead of November the 5th. But I was right, just the same.
How were you?
Yes.
And Guy Fawkes followed Richard the Third.
Aye?
You say that Guy Fawkes followed Richard the Third.
Everywhere he went, he followed him.
Did he?
Yes, he was going to blow him up.
What?
Oh, he
right, Daniel. You're right.
For goodness sake, stop this noise.
Yes, they can't learn very much if they talk all the time, can they?
Very much?
No.
They can't learn a single thing if you talk all the time.
Aye? Why not?
Why not? Because you're talking flat doodle, that's why not.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yes, sir.
Well, upon my good heavens, gracious heavens, upon my good heavens.
Green Bottle, look, I'd be much better pleased if you didn't talk at all.
Don't you want to do history anymore?
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, I seem to be the only one who knows anything about it.
Oh, baloney.
No, he's not.
Green Bottle, look, as soon as you've recovered from your little burst of modesty, I'd like to impress one little thing upon you.
And what's that?
You're a dill. You're an imbecile.
Yes, sir.
And I say you are. The first thing I want to correct is this. Guy Fawkes did not follow Richard the Third. He certainly didn't follow him on the throne, which is all we're worried about. And what's more, he didn't even follow him anywhere.
No?
No.
Well, how did he get the name of Richard the Lionheart?
Richard the Lionheart?
Yes, they called him that because he wasn't frightened of being blown up.
What? Well, that's ridiculous for about five different reasons. The first is that Richard the Lionheart was Richard the First, not Richard the Third.
Richard the First?
Yes, Richard the First, not the Third.
But he was the joker who used to shoot apples off his sunset.
Yes, well, I know that as well as you do. But I'm trying to tell you that I know... Have you heard?
I just said he was the joker who used to shoot apples off his son's head.
Who was?
Richard the First.
What?
He was the first man to do it.
Greenbuckle, will you stop raving like a mad thing?
I?
That was William Tell, you idiot.
Who?
William Tell.
William didn't tell me that.
Didn't he?
No, the old man told me. My Uncle William never even met Richard the First.
Oh, well, there you are. Okay, that price.
Get out of here.
He used to shoot apples off his son's head.
Didn't he get the pip?
Get out. Do as you're told and get out of here, the lot of you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.